And as state officials are discouraging people from out of state from coming to Maine to escape the coronavirus, some physicians say they are also worried. Patty White has more.
Dr. Jean Antonucci is a primary care physician in Farmington. She also works for a company that provides telemedicine statewide. And within the past week, she says, she noticed that a lot of the phone calls she was getting came from within Maine, but the patients themselves had home addresses in New York City.
And these people informed me that they had left New York City for, in some cases, their summer home here in Maine. In one case, a patient told me they had left New York City and had rented a home for the foreseeable future.
New York is the epicenter of the coronavirus in the U.S. As of Friday, it had nearly 45,000 confirmed cases statewide and more than 500 deaths. Antonucci says she's concerned that New Yorkers are fleeing the virus and unintentionally bringing it here, even though some of the patients she spoke to say they're trying to self-quarantine.
But they are not entirely. They go out to get food. In one case, a person left without their medications from New York City and has to make arrangements to get that. So I'm very concerned that they are spreading the virus, and I understand they must be terrified. They must be terrified, but instead of sheltering in place, they've come here and maybe endangering us.
Dr. Jim Jarvis of Northern Light Health says he's also concerned about an influx of people from other states
who may have a second home here or a family here who are moving from other parts of the country up to Maine because of our low reported numbers.
On Friday, the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Maine hit 168. That number is dwarfed by the tens of thousands of cases in New York. But Jarvis says that's creating a false sense of security among both residents and those from out of state who think the coronavirus isn't much of a problem in Maine.
Nothing can be further from the truth from that. The only reason why our numbers are being reported so low here in the state of Maine is because we just are not testing as many people. And that's simply because we don't have the ability to do those testing.
Jarvis says it's critical that residents only leave their homes for essential needs, like the grocery store, and when they do, to keep a six-foot distance from others. To New Yorkers who've come here, Dr. Antonucci says, don't go out, period.
I'm sympathetic to their fear, but they shouldn't have come here, and they should stay at home for 14 days completely.
Antonucci says the situation requires action at the state level. The coronavirus is a national emergency, she says, and people shouldn't be allowed to travel freely. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And Willis Ryder Arnold contributed to that report.